On this weekend, the church gives us what she calls Natural Family Planning Awareness Weekend, a kind of event, if you will, created by the church to draw attention to the beautiful gift of natural family planning. Now, if you're saying to yourself, natural family planning, what's that? Then you see why we need the awareness week. It's fulfilling. But I will put a little disclaimer at the front. I am going to talk about marital relations. If there are young ears here, don't worry. I'm going to keep it G and Disney. But if the little ones, it's too much for them, you won't offend me if you leave. Natural family planning awareness, I think awareness is a good kind of word. Because for most of us, a lot of us don't know much about it, or we've heard things that aren't true. And there needs to be, I think, not just the always pointing out, here's what the church says, don't do this, don't do that. But rather a great yes, that the church is very much a believer and supporter in married love and wants to elevate marriage and lift up married love and show the full beauty of what that is. You know, I myself am from what I guess today is considered a fairly large family. My mom and dad are both from families of five, so I always grew up with lots of cousins and aunts and uncles and just kind of thought that was normal. And in fact, when I did genealogy research a lot in my family, gosh, I go back a couple generations and it was normal that my relatives all had 12 or at least 8 kids in their families. And so pretty much it means that I'm related to just about everybody in Leavenworth County. They're my cousins. Just about, if you think about it, it's kind of neat to be related to an entire county. But, you know, that's my family. And I just kind of assumed that was normal. But, you know, as I got older, especially now, I just see the real generosity that it took on the part of my relatives to give me this beautiful family. It took one couple at a time saying yes over and over to God's plan. My grandma and grandpa just celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary, and I got to preside at the Mass in honor of that. I'm just so thankful for my family. And the sad thing is, while I know many people who would say that later in life they're sad that they didn't have more kids, I've never known anyone, especially in my family, to ever say, gosh, we had too many. And there's some people with big families. See, there's a secret that's how God works. When we're generous, we don't get less, we get more. The more we give, the more God gives to us, and the more we are blessed, and the happier we are. See, the truth is, with contraception, it promises us many things. That it will make everything good, that we will be happy, that this is what we need to be happy. When the truth is, it just leaves us sad and lacking so many of the blessings that come from God's gift of generosity. I recently, this week, got a chance to get together with a lot of my friends from college that we were all graduating about the same time from KU, and we were all friends at the St. Lawrence Catholic Campus Center. And it's great to get together with my friends, but our little intimate gathering this week, it's gotten pretty big, actually, because all my friends now, a couple of them are priests, but most of them are married now, and the great joy that we saw in learning about natural family planning at St. Lawrence, they're living now, because they have lots of kids. And so when we get together, I admit it's a little chaotic, but it's so happy, because kids are running everywhere, and I'm amazed at how moms are able to pick out the sound of just their little kid in the midst of about 30 sometimes. It's impressive what moms can do. But there's so much joy in that. But you know, sometimes people will ask, and I got this question last year at the high school, Father Sean, have you always believed everything that the church teaches like this? And I think that's a fair question, because, you know, first of all, we're required, you know, to believe everything that the church teaches about faith and morals, things that are serious and necessary for our being happy and attaining salvation, and certainly contraception and the church's teaching on married love falls under that. Yes, we are required to believe what the church teaches because God wants us to be happy is the end result. But did I always believe that? And I guess maybe sadly, I would say, no, I didn't. But I see the way God works through all this. Because when I was in college, you know, I was a pretty independent thinking kind of person. And so when I got there, I kind of had my little list. Here are the ways I'm Catholic, but I've got these things that I disagree on. So see, I'm a logical thinking person. I don't just take everything the church says just because she says it. At least, you know, that's the way I was thinking at the time, that, oh, God, you know, he understands. And that to seem independent, I would have my list. And of course, top on my list was contraception. If you would ask me as a freshman in college, say, I disagree with the church on this. After all, God doesn't want us to have 18 or 20 kids, or so I would have put it at the time. The truth is, I hadn't studied anything about what the church taught about contraception or natural family planning or marriage. I just wanted to seem independent and to have my objection. Well, all that kind of changed for me when I got to St. Lawrence, and I remember very well one Valentine's Day when the St. Lawrence Center put on their annual Human Sexuality Forum. Now, being a freshman in college, sex posted just about everywhere was probably going to get me to go. That sounded pretty exciting. And the church talking about sex, I'm like, awesome, we can go talk about sex and it's all good because it's the church. So, of course, I was going to go. But I was very surprised when I got there that I learned a lot of things. But the thing that most struck me was that afternoon, a couple came in who had obviously been married for a while. And it turns out that they were instructors in natural family planning. And I remember thinking, I've never even heard of this. What is natural family planning? And they began to present just how, through using our brains, basically, and the beauty of science, we can actually understand how a woman's body works, and we can actually use that information to space births, if God calls us to do that, and not have to take any harmful chemicals or anything, and not do anything that would disrupt married life. And I remember just being kind of shocked by this. At the same time, there was this kind of attractiveness to it that in the midst of everything I'd been hearing, all of a sudden there was this light that went on that kind of made me say, that is true. And then I kind of got mad because I was like, why haven't I been told this before? If I had known this, it would have totally changed my thinking. Because the church, I could see, was affirming, you don't have to have 18 kids. And you're not going to have 18 kids. You're not even capable of having 18 kids. But the church says that it's a good thing to maybe space births, or maybe God isn't calling you to have another child. And it's perfectly legitimate to say, you know, maybe we're not financially capable of supporting another child, or emotionally, or maybe we just are not called by God to have another child right now. And the church says that's fine. That's absolutely acceptable and morally good, even, to maybe limit our number of children. But the way we do that makes all the difference. And I could see in natural family planning a beautiful way that not only did it not require treating our fertility like a disease that we have to take harmful chemicals for, but rather, this actually is good for your marriage. It doesn't tear down your relationship with your spouse, but actually builds it up. And you can imagine, that was pretty attractive to me, and that's why I really think that an awareness weekend about natural family planning is so important, because we just don't know about it. Contraception is a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry every year, which is essentially built on keeping us under the deception that we can't control ourselves and that we'll be miserable unless we buy their product. The truth is, natural family planning is free. It doesn't cost anything, and after you learn it, your marriage gets better and you understand the way your body works. What could be better than that? I think that a lot like we see in the gospel today, when people find the message that Jesus has, it's attractive, and they follow him everywhere. They even race ahead on foot to get where he's going in a boat to try to be by himself. I've never met a person who didn't learn about natural family planning and then decide, I want that. I want what that has. I'm grateful that I never would have had that unless somebody had told me about it. And this Awareness Week is celebrated this time of the year because this Wednesday marks the 44th anniversary of the encyclical Humanae Vitae by Pope Paul VI, the encyclical in which he famously had to give the church's teaching against contraception. And I love the story behind this because at the time, pretty much the whole world was thinking that the Pope was going to come out and affirm that the newly created contraceptive pill was fine. In fact, many theologians were saying at that time that we're not sure that maybe there's nothing wrong with this, maybe. And of course, the spirit of the age was very much free love and contraception is a blessing. And most people thought that the Pope would come out and say that Catholics could use this. But Pope Paul VI didn't do that. In fact, to the surprise of many, he came out and said exactly the opposite. He said, not only can the church not affirm this, we have to be steadfastly against this, and it is ultimately evil and will destroy marriage in our society and create many other problems. Now, at the time, people thought Paul VI was crazy. But you see, contraceptive and that mentality is ultimately based on deception, on lies. That's the way the devil works. He is the father of lies. And he knows that marriage is the primary way that God chooses to give his love and save us. So it's not so surprising that the devil would try to deceive us about a matter that God considers so important. Rather, Paul VI said, contraception will not give the things it says it can give. People were saying that if we have contraception, then all of a sudden marriages will get stronger because husband and wives won't be burdened by worrying about children. That we'll see a great reduction in the number of abortions because every child will be wanted and there no longer will be unwanted children and people will be happier. There'll be less poverty. All these things contraception promised. Paul VI said, it's all lies. It won't happen. And in fact, if contraception becomes widespread, these are the things Paul VI said would happen. He said, first of all, we will have, overall, a general lessening of our respect for women. Women, rather than being treated as equal partners in the blessed union of marriage, will be treated in general by society as objects, not valued as persons, but lusted after in a sexual way, one that would know just license to the point that women would be treated as objects. As a result, marriages would actually be weakened, society would have a less respect for marriage, adultery would increase, divorce would skyrocket, and sadly, we would have abortion. The Pope reasoned that if children aren't wanted in the first place, then they're not going to be wanted after they're conceived when contraception ultimately fails and we would have abortion. And he predicted that we would have forced use of contraception, sterilizations by governments. Now that was 1968. You fast forward, and today, of course, we see Paul VI has been right about everything he predicted. You know, Ronald Reagan famously, I guess, asked, you know, the question, are we better off, in his case, 4 years later? If we just look and ask our question today, are we better off going on 50 years after the pill? We look at the way we treat women. Look at any magazine, news. We hold women out essentially as objects of desire. Marriage, look at what's happened to our marriages. Contraception hasn't strengthened it. Rather, we see that the divorce rate has gone up to 50% or better, something that was unthinkable 44 years ago. And rather than fixing the idea of unwanted children, we see abortion has skyrocketed. And we only have to look to China to see how governments have used forced sterilization and abortion to control people. Paul VI ultimately was a prophet then. But you notice this doesn't have to be a bad thing. Rather, natural family planning is here to say that, okay, we can recognize Paul VI was right, but then can we go the other step and say contraception, therefore, is a lie? Do we want something better than that? And that's where the church is able to come in and propose something that is beautiful. You know, the great stat that helps me is that even with our divorce rate today, if you practice natural family planning, the stats show us that you have a less than 5% chance of getting divorced. That should be enough right there to make us all say, wait a minute, I want that. I want to be a part of that stat. Tell me more about this. The truth is that natural family planning, it's not that it's been tried and found wanting, but rather it's been found difficult at times and therefore left untried. Today, God inspires us to say, we want more. We can do better than this. Like a light in the darkness, like it was for me at KU, I pray that something stirs today and you're able to say, I want that. There's got to be something more for my marriage that really expresses the love that God has intended. The truth is, we don't have to treat our fertility as if it were something bad, something that has to be attacked with medications and barriers. We don't do that with any other medical procedure. God made us this way, and it's beautiful. Rather than devalue women, their fertility and the gift that God gives us is, in a sense, kind of a mystery. And it's that mystery and mysteriousness that allows us to have respect and an awe for what God has done. Today, I pray that all of us would examine again. Maybe we can do better. Maybe there's something better out there. For me, Paul VI not only helped teach me something I didn't know about married love, but he actually strengthened my Catholic faith. Because I could see everybody else had this wrong. Every other Christian church had abandoned their teaching against contraception. Everyone was against contraception until the pill came along. Only the Catholic Church and Paul VI stood up and said, no, this is evil. It will destroy us. Ultimately, then, that helped my faith. I could see that the Holy Spirit really does protect the Pope from error. Even when everyone told the Pope what he should do, God protected him. And we as Catholics can enjoy the fruits of that whenever we choose. Ultimately, if the Catholic Church is wrong about this, then nobody should be Catholic. But if the Catholic Church is right about this, when everybody else is wrong, then everybody should be Catholic. Because we see that God protects his church in a way that he doesn't other Christian leaders. The Pope is the voice of Christ on earth. And so on this 44th anniversary of Humanae Vitae, we give thanks that God, our Father who loves us, who is generous, proposes to us. He doesn't impose. He proposes a beautiful way. I love my family. I love all my brothers, my sisters in Christ. I wish I had more natural brothers and sisters. God holds this out for you. I pray that this week you might maybe go home and Google natural family planning. Adults only on that, please. Natural family planning. Google that. And then look in the bulletin, because on the back page of the bulletin, there's a little article about a little awareness day that we're going to have here in August. It's an evening to learn about natural family planning, and there's wine and cheese. What could be better than that? Wine and cheese, and oh, by the way, we'll save your marriage and make you happy forever in heaven. It's a pretty good combination. Today, I hope you won't remember anything I said, probably, but at least you'll remember Father talked about this natural family planning thing. And if you do something about that, then you're more aware. And I guess, after all, that's the whole point of this week.